Now, Common Core. There is a tremendous effort underway here in the state of Utah by a group of people trying to get word out to everybody, to parents, to teachers. Teachers know this already, but to parents especially, and to state lawmakers, that Common Core, take a look at Common Core and the problems that it could cause for America's educational system. It has enough challenges already, but now we're getting this federal system being imposed on the states, and we need to stop it. Last night, Glenn Beck, on his television show, devoted a considerable amount of time to Common Core, and the two guests on the show last night were two Utahns, Crystal Swayze and David Cox. Now, Crystal, we've got on the phone right now. I think we're trying to... Do we have them both? All right. We've got them both on the phone. Crystal Swayze and David Cox, who were on the show last night. Folks, how are you? And welcome to the show tonight.
Thanks for having us.
It's good to be here.
I want to ask and get both of your reaction to this, and we'll start with Crystal. Crystal, do you think the energy behind getting out the word on Common Core and what it's going to do to our education system is starting to gain steam again?
Absolutely. There's no question. I get emails every week from people all across the nation asking, please help me to start something like this in my state. I really want to get out of Common Core.
David, do you get the same feeling as well?
Yes, we've got several states that are considering it. And, boy, if we were to realize what was behind all of it and everything, we would be getting up in arms.
Why? Let me ask you this, Crystal. What do people need to know, the basic information about Common Core and what's behind all of this?
They need to know that there's no amendment process for the Common Core standards if we find out they're not working for us. This has been verified by the top lawyer at the Utah State Office of Education. They need to know there's been no cost analysis, so our state doesn't know how much money we're going to spend on the technology, the testing, the professional development. They need to know that there's no evidence that the standards have been proven to be of superior quality or that they were ever internationally benchmarked. They need to know that the transformations like deleting cursive, minimizing classic literature, moving away from traditional math, taking away narrative writing, for the most part, they don't take it all away, but a lot of it. How does that benefit our children? None of that has ever been proven. It's just been propaganda. And there's no process of representation. The meetings of the CCSSO that written standards are closed-door meetings. We can't go there. It's just un-American. It's un-American to have a little group in D.C. telling us how and what to teach our children and not giving teachers any voice. They're afraid to say anything if they don't like the standards. They don't want to be seen as mavericks. I'm not afraid because I'm not teaching at the moment. I'm doing homeschool. But a lot of teachers are scared. And I even got an email today from a teacher in Oregon saying, what am I supposed to do? I need my job, and I can't be dishonest with parents, can't be dishonest with my kids, and they just feel stuck.
David, let me ask you this. It's being implemented now, what, in both the courses of math and English. What is the difference between what had been taught before when it came to those two subjects and how the approach is different under Common Core now?
Well, let me say this much. The approach that's being used there is a very small problem of the threat. That is a very small part of it. It is much bigger and much more dangerous than just the way that our curriculum is being done. If we knew what was going on, who's behind it, what it would cost, and the goals and plans of the implementers, we'd realize that this is a bigger threat to our democratic republic than Pearl Harbor, the nuclear weapons, or anything else. This is our nation hanging by a thread. And people need to go to Stop the Common Core on YouTube, a 30-minute presentation, and see how big of a threat this is. It's far more than just the curriculum, but let me answer your question. It is, they are changing it over. If we didn't like those that know what investigations math was like and whole language language arts was like, that's what it's doing. It's putting us over into what's called a constructivist philosophy, where the kids try and discover it all, where we try and build the roof before the foundation is laid. It's nothing new. We've been fighting that philosophy for 100 years. The Back to Basics movement tried to get rid of it, and it keeps coming back. And and this would implement it on all schools all across the country, and nobody would be able to have any say in how it, whether it was or not. It just would be.
David, all right, let me ask you this, Crystal. Both of you have brought up people need to understand who's behind this, where it came from, and how much money is being spent on this. Enlighten us on that, if you would.
Well, just one thing here.
Bill Gates paid the PTA $2 million to advocate for Common Core. And the PTA, this is the national PTA, they didn't look into it. They didn't look at the fact that there's no evidence that this was, that the claims were true. They say that it's so much better, but where is the proof? There's a brand new book out by Christopher Tinkin, a professor in Seton Hall University, and his whole book is saying there's no evidence for these claims. It's myths, lies, and fraud. But
and Bill Gates stands to gain tremendously hundreds of millions of dollars by it.
David, again, you were stepping on Crystal there a little bit. Say that again. How does Bill Gates stand to make hundreds of million dollars off of this?
Well, among other things, they will be. It will require all of the testing will be done online with computers, and it will be multiple times during the year. And the students, the schools don't have that amount of computers by any means to be able to have that many students doing that many tests online. It takes a lot of training and maintenance of the programs, as the software as well as the hardware, and the teachers are going to need a whole lot more training as well. He won't gain from that, but he will gain from all of these other. He'll gain all of his money back.
And a point that somebody made last night was that was on the show with us, a woman from Georgia. She said, you know, Bill Gates was never elected. He doesn't have a constituency. He's not accountable to anyone. And yet, because he's so rich and because he calls himself a philanthropist, we allow him to make policy that affects every single student in our nation. And it's just not right. It's not American. We need representation. That's what our Constitution is all about, is allowing the individual to have representation. And because of the corporate collusion with the government, it's just people are being cut out of the process. Teachers and parents and citizens and taxpayers and even legislators were cut out of Common Core. We got into Common Core because of a grant that only our former governor and our state school board president signed. That's it. That's how we got into Common Core. Two people signed the contract.
Crystal and David, can you hang on for a few more minutes? We've got another segment. I'd like to ask you a few more questions about this. Can you hang on the phone for a minute?
Sure.
All right. We're talking with Crystal Swayze and David Cox, both actively involved in the effort against Common Core. I've got a lot of questions. If you've got one, go ahead and give us a text right now at 59570, and we'll pass it along to them as well. We'll continue our discussion about Common Core right here on Talk Radio 105.7 FM 5. Welcome back to the Rod Arquette Show right now on Talk Radio 105.7 FM 570 AM. We're talking more and trying to get more information out to all of you about Common Core and the concern many of us have about this new program that our children are already experiencing in many of our schools. With me now are two teachers, former teachers, who are fighting against this, Crystal Swayze and David Cox. They both appeared on the Glenn Beck Show last night down there in Dallas. They're back home tonight and talking to us about it. Let me ask you, Crystal, first of all, you said on the show last night that a Common Core leads to a dumbing down of our students by giving them what did you mean by that?
Well, I taught English most of my career, and I just know the value of classic literature. Well, Common Core starts off with the elementary grade saying you have to do 50% informational text, 50% stories or classic literature. But that percentage decreases so that by the time you're a senior in high school, you're only allowed to have 30% of your English classroom reading to be classic literature. The rest has to be informational text, and they're recommending recommended reading lists is ridiculous. They have some reasonable things, but they also have things like the executive order, you know, of Bush or something. They have the insulation manuals. It's just ridiculous. It's not going to feed the soul. It's not going to teach good values. It's not going to have the rich vocabulary and the beauty of the English language. It's not going to be instilled in our students. It's like they just want them to be able to read a computer manual and go into the workforce and be human capital. They use the word human capital, which is disgusting to me.
Yeah, it sounds like
slavery.
Yeah.
And the whole idea of getting rid of narrative writing, well, let me just give you this. David Coleman, who's the architect of the English language standards and now has been promoted to be the president of the College Board, and now he's changing the SAT to match the Common Core. Well, he says that narrative writing is not useful. I'm not going to use his exact words. You can Google it online because it's inappropriate to say in public. But he did say in a public meeting to New York City teachers that students, teachers, we don't care what students think. We don't want to know what you think. We don't want your narrative writing.
Mm.
It's so disrespectful. The whole spirit of the man is just not, he has a lot of power. He's written the whole English language curriculum, and he's not even a teacher. He's not a teacher. It's just, it's ridiculous what he's doing. So when I say dumbing down, I think it's because of the tests that are coming, which we haven't even seen yet, because they're going to narrow the curriculum because everybody wants to impress the politicians who give us the money, so they're going to want to do well on those tests. But it's also just the standards themselves. They're not the standards that I would have written. I like Sandra Stotsky's standards. She wrote some great standards, put them out there for free for any state that wanted to drop Common Core and pick up her standards, and they are great. They're really good. So,
David or Crystal, let me ask you another question that was discussed, and this has been brought up. Michelle Malkin has done a wonderful job in exposing Common Core, but she has written some information and shared information about the data mining plans as part of about Common Core, where we'll be tracking our kids in almost everything they do. Can you shed a little bit more light on what that involves and why we need it, or why Common Core believes they need it?
Yes. There's two schools of thought. One school of thought is that data is everything. Data tells us everything. Data-driven decision-making. You'll hear the word data-driven ad nauseum in all of the documentation. And there is some validity to that. We all know that we can make good decisions with data. But it's gone too far. It's trampling on parental authority over students' privacy. It's going crazy is what it's doing. And I wish I had more time to explain it in detail, but let me just give you a few highlights. One is, like I said last night on the show, I contacted our state office of education, and they told me you are not allowed to opt your child out of the tracking system. So there are two tracking systems. One is called the State Longitudinal Database System, which tracks kids from the minute you register them in school until workforce and beyond. And it links to all kinds of other agencies besides schools. And the other thing is something called the P20 system, which is preschool through 20. And I don't know exactly how those two work together, but the state longitudinal database system is something that our federal government gave us a grant to make. They insisted that it be interoperable with other states, and every single state has one. So that is, in essence, a national database. And we know that we have it, and we know that all the other states have it. The other thing that really troubles me is that the Department of Education, well, they've been sued for this. This has not made the news for some strange reason, but the Department of Education has been sued by a company called EPIC, Electronic Privacy Information Center, for changing, without congressional approval, terms. They've changed the definitions of words like authorized representative, directory information, biometric. They've changed all these definitions, and the effect is that it's almost becoming an open record system where any corporation, a school volunteer, almost anybody can access the data without parental consent. Now, there are, this is still somewhat in the state's hands because we can still say, no, as a state, we don't want to obey the national data collection model. They're asking us to give 400 data points, and we don't have to do that. But the fact is, our USOE does collect that information from every single school, and the federal agencies are asking us to share it. So it's not a mandate yet, but all of the technologies are in place. And all of the information has already been collected on our students. So it's kind of like saying, you know, I'm not going to put the puzzle pieces together, but they would fit if I wanted to make them fit.
They're there if we want. Well, Crystal and David, I appreciate your time. I wish we had more time to talk about this. Real quick, Crystal, if a parent wants to get involved, they want to learn more about this, and hopefully a lot of you do out there, what is the best way to do it?
Number one, go and sign the petition at Utahns Against Common Core, because then you'll get the updates from our group, and we'll keep you informed about what's happening. Number two is just ask questions. Just ask our leaders, our school board, local and state school boards, to do a little more homework and just act on the knowledge that they receive, because they just haven't taken the time to do as much research as some of us have. And knowledge is power. The Idaho State Board of Education just put out a memo today, and it's kind of funny because they're saying, because of the Glenn Beck Show giving so much misinformation last night, we need to clear up a few things. But the things that they're clearing up are things that are incorrect. I just feel that they haven't really done their own homework. And so I just encourage parents, take some time, do some reading on your own. Feel free to contact us. We will be so happy to make it easy for you to learn the truth.
All right. All right. Crystal and David, thank you. We appreciate your time and have a good weekend. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. Joining us on our Newsmaker line, we've had Crystal Swayze and David Cox both appeared on Glenn Beck Show last night talking about Common Core. Folks, get involved. As Crystal just said, power is knowledge, and get that knowledge you need to understand what Common Core is all about and what it could be doing to our nation's school children. More coming up on the Rod Arquette Show. All right, welcome back to the Rod Arquette Show on this Friday. I just want to encourage you again. Find out about Common Core. Understand the impact it is already having on children here in the state of Utah. I had a couple of emails come in from people saying, well, let me just read you one real quick before we go to our Listen Back Friday segments. Just wanted to let you know what a parent like I can do when my child comes home complaining about being able to read good classic literature anymore. She's in high school and the other child is in middle school. Both say her English teacher doesn't like the books either, but they have no choice because of Common Core. Get involved in this. Go Google it, whatever you have to do, but get involved in the issue about Common Core. Now, with our Listen Back Friday segment.